Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Dave Wilson joins us right now. He's our stocks editor, and he has, as always, his stock of the day.
Oh, the day.
And that would be Pulse Biosciences, Corey. It's a company that's working on medical devices that use electrical pulses to treat skin disease and other ailments. Pulse was founded in May 2014 and went public 2 years later under the ticker PLSE. The shares started to surge in February when two former executives of the drug maker Pharmacyclics bought stakes. Their combined holding eventually reached 32%. Pulse drew some detractors along the way. The short-selling research firm Carisdale Capital published a critical report on the company and its technology in May. Now, the stock peaked in June at $39.50. That's almost 10 times its initial price. Pulse then gave back much of the gain, and today the retreat accelerated after an application for U.S. approval of its first product was withdrawn. Company said it had been required to provide more data to regulators by yesterday and couldn't meet the deadline. While the company plans to refile after collecting that data, the setback sent its shares tumbling as much as 40% in today's trading, and the stock closed with a loss of 21% at $15.46.
My old boss used to say, want to find a stock to short? Find a company with no revenues.
I was going to say,
there is Pulse Biosciences.
40%, development stage, absolutely.
40% afloat is shorted right now, so investors not looking too upbeat about this one. Dave Wilson, thank you so much.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.